Hi, my name is Lillian Nejad. Welcome back to this course about overcoming insomnia. In Lesson 6, you learned about problems and disorders associated with insomnia. Today in Lesson 7, I will introduce you to the benefits of relaxation exercises, the guidelines for practicing relaxation, and the various types of relaxation exercises you can use to both reduce your level of stress and to help you get to sleep. Relaxation exercises have been shown to be effective stress management techniques and a component for treatment of anxiety disorders. Because they are so effective at reducing stress and anxiety, they can also be an excellent sleeping aid. When you're stressed or worried, your body responds by releasing adrenaline and increasing your heart rate. Our system works this way to provide energy for us to do something about the possible threat in the environment that is causing the worry. Relaxation techniques assist the body to be in a relaxed rather than stressed state. They reduce the physical and cognitive symptoms associated with stress and anxiety, like muscle tension and racing thoughts. Regular practice can both help you reduce your overall stress levels, and it can be used specifically at bedtime to help you sleep. At first, you might need a longer exercise to produce the desired effect. The more you practice, the more your body will recognize what it feels like to be relaxed. Before you know it, you'll be able to produce the relaxation response quickly and easily. I recommend that you use relaxation for both overall stress reduction and for sleep. That means regular practice during the day as well as just before sleep. The guidelines for relaxation to reduce overall levels of stress are to practice relaxation twice a day for 1 week, and then once a day for 4 weeks thereafter. This is what the research shows is necessary to gain the maximum and long-term benefits. After that, you will be able to tell your body to relax and produce the response within minutes or even seconds. When you do relaxation exercises during the day for the purpose of stress reduction, it is important not to fall asleep. Firstly, taking naps during the day will interfere with your sleep at night. And secondly, the purpose of practicing relaxation for stress reduction is to learn to actively relax. Sleeping is a passive form of relaxation. Only when you are using relaxation for the purpose of sleep at night is it okay for you to fall asleep. When you do relaxation for the purpose of falling asleep, choose an exercise that is up to 15 to 20 minutes that has been specifically created for the purpose of inducing sleep. One of the most well-researched and effective forms of relaxation for both stress reduction and for inducing sleep is called progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation was developed by Dr. Edmund Jacobson in 1938. It involves tensing different muscles for up to 15 seconds and then relaxing them to create a deep state of relaxation. It is important to put effort into tensing each muscle without overexerting yourself. However, if tensing the muscle is causing you any pain, or if you have an injury, do not tense that muscle group. Instead, focus on relaxing the muscle and then move on to the next one. If you have trouble holding the tension in the time allotted, simply hold it for as long as it seems right for you. In addition to reducing stress and anxiety, progressive muscle relaxation has been shown to be effective in reducing insomnia and chronic pain. Let's do a brief progressive muscle relaxation to give you an idea of what it's like. Begin by finding a comfortable position. Lie down in your bed where you will not be interrupted. As you're lying down comfortably, allow your attention to focus on your body. You might notice your mind wanders. Just notice it and bring it back to the exercise and the muscle you are working on. Begin by tightening the muscles in your forehead by raising your eyebrows as high as you can. And hold this position for about 10 seconds. Now lower your eyebrows and feel the tension fall away from your forehead. Now move to your face. Scrunch up your face as tight as you can and hold it. And now release your face. Let it fall into its natural position. Feel the softness in your face as it relaxes. You are starting to feel warm and relaxed. Your body is feeling heavy and relaxed. You're feeling the tension melt away. Now I want you to move your attention to your hands and clench them into fists. Clench them tightly without causing any pain and hold this position. Now release your fists and let your hands fall by your sides, resting on the bed. You're feeling warm and heavy and relaxed. Now turn your attention to your shoulders. Lift your shoulders up towards your ears and hold it there. And now release your shoulders. Let them move back to their natural position. Feel their heaviness as they relax in a comfortable position. You're feeling sleepy and relaxed. Now turn your attention to your lower body. Flex your feet, pulling your toes towards you. Feel the tension in your calves and in your feet. And hold. And now release. Feel the weight of your legs sinking into the bed. Your legs and your feet are now feeling warm and heavy. Your eyes are feeling heavy. You're feeling sleepy. And a wave of relaxation is spreading through your body, beginning at your head and going all the way down to your feet. Feel the weight of your relaxed body as you release all the tension. Breathe in and out. In and out, as you drift off to sleep. How did you find that? People have individual preferences, and relaxation exercises are no exception. There are a wide variety of relaxation exercises, and you may want to try several versions to find the best fit for you. You may find that you like to do a variety of relaxation exercises for different purposes or to prevent monotony. Other kinds of relaxation exercises you can try are abdominal breathing. Abdominal breathing involves slow, deep breaths all the way into your abdomen and then exhaling completely. It is helpful to breathe in and out at a steady pace. For instance, inhaling for 4 seconds, holding it for 1, and exhaling for 5 seconds. This steady pattern triggers a relaxation response. You can inhale and exhale at a pace that feels comfortable to you. Abdominal breathing is a handy skill to learn because you can use it anywhere without others noticing. You can use it when you feel tense or worried during the day, when you're about to face a difficult or challenging situation, or at bedtime to help you fall asleep. Visualization exercises can also help reduce anxiety, fear, or tension, and can have a calming effect that induces sleep. Imagery and visualization are powerful tools that have been shown to improve performance, increase coping and confidence, and assist you to feel safe and calm. You can use a script, or you may be able to do this exercise on your own. Think about where you would go if you could when you feel stressed or anxious. What is the first place that pops in your mind? It may be a specific location that actually exists, like a room in your house, a warm bath, or a bench in a nearby park. It may be a particular landscape that you find soothing or relaxing, like a beach, forest, or mountaintop. Or it may be an invention of your imagination, such as a place in outer space or in a bubble. It's your choice. When you visualize your safe place, make it an experience that all your senses can experience. Note the unique features of the setting, the color, the smells, the temperature, and the textures. The more details, the better. If you find it difficult to visualize on your own, you can find many visualization and imagery exercises. Pick scenes that help you feel at peace, relaxed, and calm, especially if you're using them for sleep. You can do a relaxation for coping. When experiencing anxiety or worrying about sleep, it is common to have thoughts that something terrible will happen. These thoughts are often unrealistic and lead to an increase in our distress. If we notice these thoughts and replace them with more realistic thoughts, we can relieve anxiety. Often people think that the experience of anxiety is a sign that they're going crazy or having a physical collapse or losing control of themselves. It's important to know that anxiety by itself does not cause sudden physical damage. It does not cause people to become crazy or to lose control of their mind or actions. Relaxation exercises can help you challenge your unhelpful thoughts to enable you to effectively cope with anxiety, worry, and fear. Relaxation exercises focused on managing your worry thoughts are recommended for use during the day. Choose a less mentally active exercise before bed. A mindfulness meditation can also be a helpful exercise to try. Spending a few minutes staying in the present moment by following your breath or repeating a soothing mantra to yourself is an effective way to quiet the mind. Activity-based mindfulness exercises can have a positive impact on your stress levels during the day. Focusing on one activity like walking or yoga can have a calming effect, and we also know that exercise during the day can help you sleep better at night. When trying to focus our attention, it's common for our mind to wander frequently onto many other topics. We can become more skilled at focusing our attention by noticing when our mind wanders and gently and non-judgmentally reminding ourselves to focus our attention to the task at hand. We might have to do this several times in a few minutes. As you become more proficient at using the relaxation and mindfulness techniques, you'll find it easier to relax using brief exercises. It can be useful to develop your own brief relaxation technique that you can use anytime and anywhere when a stressful situation may arise. You may choose to start by noticing your breath, and then you can add your own personal touch that may involve relaxing particular muscle groups, visualizing soothing images, or reminding yourself of helpful self-statements. Use the cues and strategies for relaxation that work best for you. Here are some additional guidelines to follow when doing relaxation. Find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed or distracted. Be comfortable. Lie down or sit down in a comfortable position and loosen your clothing. Don't stress about relaxation. Just listen to the instructions and observe the results. There is no need to worry if you're doing it right or to judge yourself or your ability to perform the relaxation exercise. It's normal to be distracted by external noise or internal activity. Just notice that you're distracted and direct yourself back to attending to the exercise. We've now come to the end of Lesson 7. about relaxation techniques. I hope the strategies discussed so far have helped you get more sleep. In Lesson 8, I'll talk to you about the do's and don'ts in regard to natural sleeping remedies. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.